eating.
Raw noodles.
Oh, God.
Welcome to, this is our first podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Josh and Tom's Half Hour of Bliss.
Bliss, perfect.
I don't know if we'll actually call it that, but it seems appropriate.
Is it appropriate? It's a working, what's that word?
Working title?
That's it.
Yeah. Basically, we're going to do a podcast every week, and just because a lot happens in a week, you know?
A lot does happen in a week.
And we thought, why not share it with you guys?
Share it with the world.
Yeah?
Bring a bit of happiness to our misfortune.
Exactly. So, mainly yours, because I think I'm right.
Oh, you think you're perfect? Oh, we'll see.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Anyway, so, how about we introduce each other?
Yeah, okay.
All right,
shall I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, this is the person sitting to my left is Joshua Pruitt. He's a nice guy. I'm going to say it again. He's a nice guy. He's Japanese and American. Mm-hmm. Don't hold that against you, because he is, again, a nice guy. Some people think he's funny. I don't. He's very boring. Very boring.
All right.
Okay. All right? There, that's Josh.
Right, okay, well, this guy to my right is called Thomas Liam Patrick John
Wrong.
Short.
Thomas Patrick Liam John Short.
Ridiculous. I don't know, why do you have three middle names?
I was confirmed. That's where the John came from. And Patrick Liam are my grandfather, I think. I don't know which one.
Right.
But yeah, it's... Right?
Okay. Anyway, right, okay, he's a nice guy. He's all right. I mean, he's... I see him... I'm only friends with him because so much crap happens to him. It is unbelievable. It is... It makes me feel like I'm the luckiest person alive. Knowing him, I can never say I've got it worse than this guy or this guy, because he has always got it worse than me. And it's...
I've got it worse than everyone.
It's kind of... You know, like they have that saying. It's like, oh, someone's got it worse than you. I think you're the person at the top of the list. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think you can say that about anyone else.
No.
Yeah, which is exciting, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think like everyone who's had bad stuff to them, they thought, oh, poor guy, not worse than Tom.
Yeah, and it's always an instant.
Even if I'm standing there, they'll still say that. Goes,
yeah.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I mean. We've got an example for it. I mean, recently, okay, we're both at uni. I'm in my second year. He's in his first year. He's just arrived here. I'm going to the same uni, obviously.
Kent University, good university.
Copying me.
Not copying.
Beginning of the year, fresh start.
It's fun.
New people, new life, new laptop.
Yeah. I love my laptop. I loved my laptop.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us what happened to that then? Or?
All right. You're so eager to know. Basically, about 2 weeks before I started uni, I begged my parents for a laptop because I needed one. I thought I needed one. And I finally got one.
Confirm your parents' names.
My dad is William Short. He's a solicitor and he's a very good one.
We call him Shilliam Wart.
That's not a
play on words.
That's not his name. My parents are going to be listening to this.
Sorry about that.
My mum is called Jane O'Hare. What? What?
Nothing.
All right, then.
Will she get offended if I say what I thought you said? No, see, this is true. I was like, I didn't know his mum's name when I first met him. And I was like, what's your mum's name? And he said, Jane No Hair. And I thought, you know, it was Jay No Hair, didn't I?
He thought my mum was a bald man.
Called Jay.
Jay. And... He wants everyone to know he's got no hair.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say I've got a cold, so...
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I mean, his voice actually normally, some say, sound like Antonio Banderas.
Sexy.
And was it a mixture of Antonio Banderas and Barry White?
The late, great Barry White.
Yeah. Actually, I think we should probably take this a bit random. Do you want to take this time to pay our respects to Heath Ledger?
Oh, why?
I mean,
yeah, okay. Should we have a moment of silence?
Tom here is very fond of Heath Ledger. Great guy, great actor.
He is. I didn't used to be.
Magnificent actor.
After he died, I thought...
It was a shock, wasn't it? I mean, this happened quite a long ago. This obviously happened quite a while ago, but it's just something that
still stays with us. It surprised everyone.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him when he was alive. Like, I thought he was an all right actor.
What do you mean you didn't like him when he was alive?
I didn't really like the movies he did. Like,
A Knight's Tale.
That was all right.
He was smoking him.
And he was also in The Patriot. And I know it didn't really focus on him. It focused on Mr. Mel Gibbons.
Mm-hmm. Gibbons.
Gibson.
Right.
And, well, when he's dead, you notice the things he has done. And he was pretty good.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, yeah. Well, okay. So, anyway, so we would just want to pay our respects to Heath Ledger. So, I would do like a moment's silence, but that's just be boring for listeners.
It would be.
But yeah. So, anyway. But let's get back to the laptop story. What happened?
Back to the laptop story. I got a laptop. I was thrilled. My mum and dad said it was a very early birthday present. I thought, yeah, that's fine. The laptop's expensive, so I got a laptop, and I was thrilled, literally happy. I was exploring what it can do.
Literally happy.
Yeah, literally okay. happy. Utter joy in my face when I got it. Okay. I stayed up 3 days waiting for it delivered. It was late, but it came and I was so happy. And I got to uni. I was still happy. Still had it working. Had Wi-Fi and all that. I was very happy on the internet straight away. And then last Saturday was the Freshers Ball. I got a little bit drunk. And we were walking back to Parkwood. It was a long walk. I got back to tipsy.
Are you tipsy right now?
I'm not tipsy.
Okay, carry on.
But you know how you get tipsy and drunk. I started sobering up and then I was tipsy again. My housemates were saying, oh, we should order some food. I said, oh, I don't care. They were in my room and they were asking, what do you want to order? I said, I don't care. I don't want anything. I picked up my guitar. I was about to play my guitar. I thought, oh, wait, don't have my pick. Where's my pick? Turned around, because I thought my pick was on my desk. Turned around my swivel chair. Little did I know, I had left a glass of beer there and knocked it over. Fell on my laptop. My laptop instantly died. I was listening to a song and it died. It's gone.
That's the kind of stuff that happens. I mean, you expect it to happen to him. You know, I mean, he basically had the same laptop as me. Which is a white MacBook, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, he was showing it off. He's like, look, mine's newer than yours. Yours has scratches and everything. And I was like, yeah, you know, I was a bit jealous, to be honest with you. But deep down inside, you know, I kept telling myself, this guy, you know, is the unluckiest man on the planet.
Yeah, this is the one thing I get. I thought, hold on, maybe I'm not that unlucky. I've got something to prove that I'm not that bad. Yeah. But it all went down the plug hole.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's just a little story that I think all of you should know, just because I've been laughing about it for a week.
I've been crying. I hate you.
No, I mean, I'm not laughing at you. Obviously, I feel your pain, but it's just something that is inevitable. Inevitable.
It's a what?
Inevitable. So yeah, you know. Anyway, let's move on from that. Shall we go on to a lighter note? What should we talk about? Oh, right, okay, today, we just got back from lunch, didn't we? Or breakfast. Well, breakfast for you. Nice little cafe, wasn't it?
Orange, it was.
Yeah. And so, I just call it the Orange Cafe, because it's, you know, orange.
Sell orange phones. Eh? Orange, no, sorry.
And, right. And so, you know, so we went in there, and, because I'm a nice guy, paid for his breakfast, didn't I?
Well, I got no money, so, yeah.
Well, yeah. I paid for it, and
I will pay him back.
That's fine. So got him a nice breakfast, and I was like, you know, I don't fancy eating anything, but I'll get a drink. I'll get a smoothie. You know, I saw a little menu of smoothies, and it just makes it hard for me because I want a smoothie, you know.
Yeah.
But there are the names they give the smoothies these days is ridiculous, and I can't really see myself ordering it, you know. Like, I mean, basically, there was let's do this. I took a picture on my phone of the menu, so I know what they're called. So I'm just gonna kind of read that. I mean, you know, just, you can decide for yourself if it's, you know, if it's all right to say. But I just think it's a bit weird. So let's just say a role play.
Okay, I love role play.
So acting. I just love rolling around and playing.
I do love rolling.
So you'll be the smoothie shop owner.
Yeah,
the storekeeper. I'm just a thirsty customer. Okay.
Okay. I'll so, make you a little tea.
Make a little tea. Drink a little tea. All right. Okay.
Hello, sir. Sorry about that. All right. I don't know why I did that. Accent? All right. Okay. How can I help you?
Can I just be normal?
Right? I just did.
Oh, hi. I'll have one of your bring it on breakfasts, please. That was the first one. I think it's got banana. It says bananas, yogurt, and it's orange juice blending with granola and honey.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a cereal smoothie, isn't it?
I wouldn't drink that.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, that actually isn't too bad. Bring it on. I don't know. Yeah, I think yeah, you know.
It sums up breakfast. A sure, healthy breakfast.
Yeah. But you know, it's still a bit funny to say. Yeah. So let's go with the next one, okay?
Is there anything else you like?
Yeah, can I have a blueberry blush, please? Now,
the blueberry blush.
This is what I actually got, because for me it was the easiest one to say. and I didn't feel that embarrassed about saying it. But you know, there's just something about the word. I mean, they're all fairly feminine. Sort of feminine names, you know. All right. Okay, the next one, I'm just going to really go down the list, to be honest with you. Banana bash. Now, you know, that's right. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that sounds
a bit childish. But sounds like a, you know, CBBC program or something. But basically, they have a little thing. They like the alliteration, you know. They like having like banana bash, blueberry blush, bring it on breakfast, you know.
Okay.
And the next one's a real pineapple power punch.
That is alliteration.
Yeah. Then there's a delightful detox.
Detox, okay.
I usually associate detox with you cleansing. You know, they have that what is it called again? Where they shove something up your and suck
enema.
It out. An enema.
You don't suck it out. An enema is. Do you know what an enema is?
Can you explain it to me?
Well, I think an enema. Well, I've been told by someone. An enema is basically they shove a tube up your ass, and I think they pour some kind of liquid, maybe water, through the tube up your ass, and then they then ask you to flush it out, and that's supposed to get rid of like any like waste in your body.
Yeah, so that's what I think of when I hear detox, because I saw it. It was on a program though. It's like detox camp or something, celebrity detox, and they had to do that.
Why did you watch that?
No, it's just on, and basically I don't know. Delightful detox doesn't really anyway. The next one is possibly the hardest one for me. I genuinely wanted this one because it had some pretty nice. It was a healthiest one, I think. And I was like, you know, looking through it.
Yeah.
But it's called the Acai Super Booster Juicier. Now, I just couldn't bring myself. I couldn't pull myself together to go. Hi, excuse me. And she's like, yeah. Anything else? I'm like, yeah. Can I have the Acai Super Booster Juicier? And why is it juicier? You know, it just doesn't make sense. And the one underneath that is tropical teas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what I'm going to get with that. And then the last one is razzmatazz with two
razzmatazz.
Z's. So I mean, those
razzmatazz.
All right, sorry. Those cool. They're not that bad. But I mean, there's some in America which, you know, I was there over the summer, and then they just have some weird names there. They're like a sentence long. They, you know, it's hard. It's kind of, you know, you have to really read it. It's, I don't know. I just don't really. I'm not in on the whole. I don't know why they. Can you just be like, oh, can I have the raspberry and banana and then mix it together, and please?
Well, that's too long. They've just got it there for you. I thought, we need a name for this. Razzmatazz. That's a cool name.
Yeah, no.
I want to be known as Razzmatazz.
No one's going to call you Razzmatazz.
Oh.
Anyway, so I was a bit kind of annoyed by that. If I
Razzmatazz.
All right. Okay.
Anyway. They have like weird names for other stuff, like cocktails.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, go for it.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Like, I know.
The Thirst Bar in Oxford, that's where I first met cocktails. They had some weird names. I'm not really going to name some of them. Like, there's one called Sex on the Beach. I thought, okay, that's a bit different.
Everyone knows that one.
Like Fruit and Nuts. Everyone knows that. There's White Russian. People know that. Yeah. There's also some other ones, which I'm not going to say because it's too rude for a podcast.
Yeah, but I don't know why they make it so. I mean, I just want, you know, if you want one of these drinks, you don't want to be you don't want to be embarrassed ordering it.
You don't want to lose your dignity.
Yeah,
while ordering it.
I just think it's cruel, really. I mean, bartenders must love it.
Yeah, yeah, just laugh at it.
Yeah,
they're like, "Well, make the drink." what an idiot!
I don't agree with it. I think it's mean.
Unless, if you had the drink before, you've ordered before. And yeah, it's fine. Like, as soon as when I first had the one at the Thirst Bar.
What was it called?
Do you really want to know?
I think you can say it. I mean,
it was a drink known as the Orgasm. Right? Yeah. I was a bit skeptical.
How did you order it then?
Well, it was like all crowded and it was like very loud. So you literally have to shout it He goes, yeah, what do you want? He goes, I'll have the orgasm, please.
See, what I did was I cleverly timed it, so I unplugged the music as soon as you said that. Remember that?
I was wondering why it went dead.
Yeah, no, that's just kind of the stuff I do. But
cheeky.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's I think we should just finish that banter about
stuff. Kind of,
okay. What should we move on to? You've got a actually, I've got a little funny story for you. Okay, my friend recently went camping, right? And she I don't know if she's gonna listen to this, but big chat, you know who you are. No one else would do this. Basically, not I don't think. Let's call her.
No, I want to don't tell her a second name, just the first name.
Let's just. Well, no, it's fine. Let's leave it. All right. So anyway, Millie? so she might as well be
Millie.
Right?
Okay.
Millie. Was you know, they were camping, getting ready to actually pack this stuff up, and there was a caravan, you know, and then she saw this woman climbing out of the caravan, and she sort of fell over, and so she everyone laughed, and then she shouted, "She fell over," right? You know, quite a humiliating thing to do, pointing at the woman. And so she was, you know, she was cracking up, thinking she was all that.
Joker, yeah.
And then the woman climbed back into her wheelchair.
Ah.
So you can imagine the
awkward
humiliation. I personally find that absolutely hilarious. Nothing to do with the fact that she was in a wheelchair, but just the awkwardness.
Yeah.
That,
if you're talking about it and you weren't there, then yeah, it's funny, but. Hmm. Imagine if you were little Millie and you just did that and you go, oh, God.
Must have sleepless nights ahead of her, really.
Yeah. Like, would you apologize? Would you, or just walk away?
I personally probably would run away.
I'd probably be just standing there staring, like,
yeah, it's not. But, you know, I think she's a fairly old woman. So
it's just. Do you remember when we went camping?
Yeah.
Do you remember that fun time with Joel, me? Ralph and Toby and Joe.
Yeah, sure.
I enjoyed some of it. I did enjoy sleeping in the tent with Joe.
Why? What was that?
Because I snore, and I know I snore, and it's even worse when I have a cold. And
okay.
Usually when
can I just cut in?
No, I know what you're going to say. And I don't want to. No.
Snoring is an understatement. You sound like a volcano erupting.
Killing innocence.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate you.
Do you remember when I let you sleep in my bed and I was in the sofa next door?
No, oh, don't tell me this.
I had my music in.
No, don't tell me this.
I could still hear you.
That hurts me.
Well, I know it's not your problem. It's,
yeah,
not
it's nothing
control
I can
it.
Do about it.
It's just your body hates you.
Thanks for that.
Well, no, but it does. I mean, okay, an example. Tell him about your injury during the tango.
I was going to tell him about the camping, all right.
Oh, what were you going to say about the camping then?
When I have a cold, my snoring is so much worse. So I have a cold right now. So sure. If don't sleep in the same room as me when I have a cold.
I would never sleep in the same room as even without... Anyway, carry on.
Oh, so yeah, anyway. Basically, at the camping, I was sleeping in a tent with Joe and our good friend Ralph.
Sure.
And we were sleeping nice. And I was actually finally got to sleep after a while. After a while, I got a big like kick in the leg. And I knew it was just Joe like saying, like, stop snoring. I went back to sleep. I tried to stop myself snoring. They slapped me around the face. I thought, what? What? I just left. I literally got out of the tent and just went for a walk. I was so angry.
Well, I'm sort of on Joe's side, though, because...
It's not my fault, though.
Yeah, but you could do something. You can get those little, like, thing you put
they
in your nose.
They don't work.
Have you tried them?
No, but I know they don't work.
What do you mean you know that? Why would they sell them if they don't work?
They work for some people, but not for me.
You said you haven't tried them.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't work.
Well, you might as well try it. I'd try anything. If it required, you know, you to be...
They're expensive.
They're not expensive.
They're like about £8, I think.
What do you mean?
I think.
Anyway, look, I just think
I did
should...
try something. I tried the spray and did it work?
No, that did
Thanks
not work.
Thanks for that.
No, I remember that. That was in... yeah, that did not work. So what is... I'm sorry, I'm not trying to tease you on this. But
it's too late now, you've teased me.
Well, might as well carry on then. What can you please tell the people about... Okay, I'm going to tell it, okay? This is from my perspective. Ooh,
thanks for that, you
noodle,
just spat on me.
Noodle fell out of my mouth. My mouth? You know, I was like, you know, this was last year, I was at uni. you know, working hard, writing an essay, and I got a text from a good friend Joel, who was working on the school production of Dr. Faustus with Thomas Short here. Yeah. And
it should have been just me, but Joel came along.
Well, we'll see.
I don't mind.
Okay. So basically, what happened is
Joel gonna be listening to this?
I don't know. It might be. Hey, Joel. So basically, what happened was I got a text saying you'll never guess what happened and ... and I was like, oh, that's exciting. And it said, love Joel. Oh. And what sidetracking a bit? What Joel does is he doesn't seem to get the idea that when you get a text from him, his name comes up and says from Joel. It already says that when I get the text, but he has to sign off in a text like a letter. He has to sign off with his name, Joel, and it's just kind of annoying, yeah, really, isn't it?
Like, I sometimes do it. Have you noticed?
No, not really. But Joel does it every time. Like, you know, if I text him saying I'll meet you at 3, and he'd be like, okay, Joel, and you don't need that, you know. And so, you know, so I got this text saying, you'll never guess what happened, Joel. And so I replied saying, what happened, Joel? And then he was like, well, actually, then he phoned me. And what he said was, they were doing there's a tango scene, I think, in the play, wasn't there? Is it tango?
Yeah.
Tango scene. And what he said, basically, Tom was with this girl dancing. And kind of, it went all, you know, it was all good at one point. They were dancing, and then he tripped over and snapped his knee, or it dislocated his knee, or whatever. And Joel, you know, obviously couldn't stop laughing. And I mean, if you have seen Tom before, the image of Thomas Short doing the tango on its own is hilarious.
Tango by myself. That
no, as in the image of you dancing. You know, is hilarious.
I could be a really good dancer. Have you ever seen me dance?
If you keep dislocating your knees, you're not going to be good at all, is it?
Anyway, it wasn't my fault. I did trip over.
But what? So I mean, I'm just saying that's kind of a amusing story, I thought personally. But and then there's another story, isn't there, about you?
Oh yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, to be honest, what we're going to do on these podcasts is we're going to, every week, there's going to be at least one little anecdote, a story about Thomas Short, that something terrible has happened to him, which, we will love. I mean, anyone suffering from depression or anyone who thinks the world is against him, you know, listen to this podcast and you will be cured of any depression.
Well, let's not say that.
Because nothing you are going through can be as worse as Tom Short's life. 19 years. Yeah, it's
God
it's,
is literally against me.
Yeah. So basically, that's what we're dealing with here. So
I didn't trip or anything. That's not what happened. Like, what happened basically? It goes back further. That I dislocated my knee while getting on my bike. It was raining. I slipped on a pothole. My knee popped out. I had to go to hospital. I was literally walking on a walking stick.
You're supporting my theory here still.
I'm just telling you what happened, though.
Okay. You had a walking stick?
Not with me, but when the school called my mum saying Tom's knee is in a lot of pain, might need to go to hospital. She brought a walking stick with her, just in case. And I needed it. We couldn't get a parking in the actual hospital. We had to park in Headington, and I had to walk to the hospital with a walking stick, waddling up the hill.
How old are you?
I was about 15, 16, I think.
Okay, carry on.
I was waddling up the hill. I finally got looked at. I said, oh, your knee's popped out. They've torn some tissue or something. I don't know. But like after about 4 weeks, it was fine. It was better. A few months later, I was in a production with Stagecoach Acting School or something. And we were all warming up. I was warming up, doing stretches. Then my knee popped out again.
Sorry, the image of you doing stretches alone is just priceless.
My knee popped out again.
Well, what? This is what I picture. You know those people who lift their legs like straight? They're standing straight and they lift their right leg up and they're holding it and it's like vertical up in the air. I see you doing that, just stretching out, but like your legs are snapping in half or something. Is that what it was like?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Okay. It was just, I was actually doing the stretches. I was making fun of people doing stretches because I didn't have to stretch at the time because I directed the show. I only had a bit part.
That proved you wrong, didn't it? Not having to stretch. Yeah. So while you were making fun of people stretching.
Yeah, I was saying, ooh, look at me stretching. Snap. Oh. I went on and performed and I thought it was all right. About a year later, it was Dr. Faustus. Slater, the drama teacher, thought it would be a good idea to have a tango scene. And while we were...
It's always a good idea to have a tango scene.
Yeah, well, if it's done well, then yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There was like one person who didn't have a partner, so I thought, all right, I'll be a gentleman, I'll be a partner. I was a partner. And the drama teacher, well, I mean, dance teacher, she like picked three pairs saying, look at these people, they're doing it right. I was one of them. All right.
Hard to believe.
I was.
Okay.
With my partner. Then we got to one move where it involved the man picking up the woman and spinning around on the spot. Basically, she has to jump into me. I need to hold her by her waist and knee and spin round. We started off fine, but...
Has she known that you, you know, were Thomas Short, you know, creator of Doom? Do you reckon she would have jumped into your arms? Because, I mean, her life...
always creator of Doom.
But her life was at risk as well. I mean, because I know you. I wouldn't trust you to lift me up by my knees and spin me around.
I've lifted you up before, loads of times.
And what's happened? Do you remember what
happened? I've only dropped you once.
Okay. That's all it took, okay?
That was by accident. I didn't mean to.
Well, yeah, we didn't... Anyway, okay, fine. Anyway, so you picked up this story. Girl, yeah?
Yeah, you picked up the girl, and my head had like 1,000 thoughts a second. And I instantly knew my left leg was trailing behind. And I knew something was going to happen. It snapped, we fell to the floor, and she fell on top of me because I didn't want her to get hurt. So I cushioned her landing.
Heart of a hero. But yes. I don't think you did that on purpose. You just fell over and happened to fall on
I
you.
Did. I like maneuvered myself.
Don't give me that.
What?
Okay, right.
Then I didn't care about my leg at first. I say like, are you alright? Are you okay? She said, yeah, she's fine. Like, I'm fine, okay. And then she stood up and... She didn't walk away. She's walking. I looked over. I saw Joel and Slater snickering, laughing, giggling at me, pointing and laughing. I said, Joel, stop laughing. Get over here and help me up. And I could actually walk. He was still laughing.
Stop laughing. Get over here. Help me up. Yeah, okay.
He was still laughing as he helped me up. He sat me on the stage and I couldn't move for about half an hour. 4 weeks later, I was back to normal.
Wow. As normal as you can get.
But I have to be very careful on my knee because it's still quite dodgy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there are so many more stories like that. Really, you've injured yourself countless times, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So
well,
you're
not just injured.
Like immune to pain. Well, you're not immune to it, are you? Because every time you seem to be in so much pain.
Yeah. I attract misfortune.
Well, just to kind of whet your appetites, people. We'll have stories. Okay. When you almost became impotent, there's one of that.
Yeah.
There's one where you broke your fifth metatarsal.
That's okay. Really painful.
There was one. I'm sure there's one where you. I don't know. Did you fall down a hill or something? I don't know. Maybe not.
I think there was one.
Something along
there's
these
one where
lines.
I got a black eye from a yo-yo.
A black eye from a yo-yo. Sounds like a good name for a.
There's one where
song.
I got a black eye from dancing.
Okay. See, I mean, it's just this is what I like about him. You know,
he doesn't actually like me personally.
Oh, no, I like the stuff that happens to him. So, yeah. Anyway, so
we
that's...
We don't get along at all.
Yeah.
If I tell him a story, he'll love me. That's it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just kind of, you know, where we're at. But, you know, I've got a... we'll finish on one story.
Right.
One more story, I think. This is a quick one. You know, I was... Okay, this was a few years ago when I was still in school. You know, good old days.
2 years ago.
And I was, you know, walking into school and... And on a little path, it was quite narrow. On my right, there was the main street, so quite busy. Yeah. And my left, a massive bush, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the old people have the little vehicles,
the little
don't they? Yeah. So I was walking down, and then I saw one of these ladies riding towards me in one of those. I mean, obviously not very fast. It was, you know...
evil in her eye.
5 to 7 miles per hour, probably, you know?
Probably slightly,
yeah. So, you know, I was like, okay, you know, best move out of the way. It's quite a small bike. So, you know, I kind of veered towards the road and then kind of, you know, I was like, okay, let this woman pass.
Yeah,
so, so what I did was I forgot exactly what happened, but... What's going on here?
That's the time when we have to end. We're going to have to finish the story next time.
No, it'll cut off in a second. Just carry on.
What?
We'll just carry on, it's fine. No, I think that worked.
I think it worked.
It works.
Might as well just carry on next time.
No, I've got to finish the story because I think it's quite funny.
But we can like leave them waiting, like saying, what happened?
Well, exactly, no.
And have to tune in next week.
No, look, let's just, okay, ready? Is that right? Can I carry on my story?
Yeah, fine.
Fine. Anyway.
Ruined it. Okay.
Moved out of the way to let her pass, okay, and she... slowly but surely just veering towards the bushes, right? And I was like, okay, maybe she's doing this because she's trying to create some space, doing the same thing that I was doing, yeah, making space, you know. And I was like, hang on, she's not really stopping. No, she's still going. And she's still kind of veering to the right. Slowly, and she basically crash is a strong word, because that it wasn't a crash. She
collided.
She thumped into the thumped into the bush. It was
a loud thump.
It was like, you know, I mean, it was hardly any. It made this sound like that. You know,
that is a sound.
It was that, and so I could not. I mean, I was laughing. I didn't want to laugh out loud, obviously, because that's just rude. But she was. I mean, all I could see was two wheels sticking out of this bush, and she was fully in the bush, right? And I was like, I've got
still singing it.
Yeah, yeah. Like the wheel, like you could hear the engine going. And but she didn't seem to be struggling, so I don't know if she even knew she was in a bush. but I kind of grabbed the seat and kind of pulled her back out, and I was like, are you okay? And she kind of mumbled a bit,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so I kind of put her back on track again, and let her go on. And but I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know if she just fell asleep, or I mean, I'm just happy that she didn't veer off into the road, you know. She could have been smacked by a bus or something. And so people might find that offensive, actually, some people. Yeah.
It's not funny to laugh at.
No, to be honest, actually, it's not. It's a story with a message.
Don't laugh at elderly. Is that the message?
No, don't fall asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
So, for your own safety. But anyway, I thought we'd end on that note. But so thanks for listening, and
yeah,
we're gonna head off now, and I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I need the balloon.
Okay. And but tune in next time. We'll hear more from Tom's disastrous life. And you know, a lot happens in a week, so you never know. You know, he might get a new laptop by then, and then next
hopefully,
week it might be broken again. So yeah, we'll see. So anyway, take care, everyone.
All right, see you later.
See you later.
I love you. Tune in next week for Josh and Tom's Half Hour of Bliss.
Tom?
Yeah?
Are you wearing a bra?
No. Why?
You can see the strap.
Well, there's a reason.
Forget it. Just forget it.